USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republicans walked away from the House committee that's investigating January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed two of the five Republicans. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had tapped for the panel.
Pelosi has broken this institution, denying the voice of members who have served in the military.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the only Republican on the panel, agreed with Pelosi's decision. Oregon forest officials reported Wednesday the destructive Oregon Bootleg Fire that ranks as the largest among dozens raging across the western United States was ignited by lightning, but smoldered for days before it was detected. Strike teams are taking advantage of calmer winds, cooler temperatures, and slightly higher humidity over the past 2 days to extend containment lines around the fire. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee has fired the director of the opening ceremony on Thursday because of a Holocaust joke he made during a comedy show in 1998. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
More athletes at the Tokyo Olympics test positive for COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The most recent American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
With an Afghanistan withdrawal update, Tim Berg has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding that your tax dollars will continue to support Afghan security forces.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
What's being described as a super spreader event, Texas House Democrats have left a trail of COVID-19 infections since leaving the state. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
At least six Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas, and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted in and elected to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining.
Russia launched a long-delayed module for its segment of the International Space Station Wednesday. Reports are coming in it suffered technical problems after reaching orbit. Both Roscosmos and NASA said the module prematurely deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas shortly after separating from the rocket. Neither agency has provided additional updates on the status. The module, 13 meters long and weighing more than 23,000 kilograms at launch, includes crew accommodations, attitude control systems for the station, research facilities, and cargo stowage. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.